Attention. Artists. Attention. Eyes closed. The morning prayer.
Abdullahi Manuel Swabida is directing the students' morning parade at the Chogu Demonstrations Junior High School. Emanuela is just 14 years, but she has already led the assembly parades several times. All it takes is confidence, she confides, which she has learned through mentorship.
No, I couldn't have done it because I can't stand in front of them. It's now that I have the confidence to stand in front of them and speak to them.
Before, Swabida was a shy girl and used to avoid any question put to her in class.
First, I can't go out in my class to stand in front of them speaking, but they are my colleagues.
She wasn't the only one, but once she joined the Funky Read Write Clinic, her life was transformed.
But now when I joined the Funky Read Write Clinic, now I can stand in front of my colleagues and speak. I can stand in front of a big crowd and speak to them.
Abdullahi Hikma is also benefiting from this free service.
When I came here, I was feeling shy. Even when they asked me that, what is my name, I was feeling shy to tell my name. But now, when I came to Funky Rewrite, the 5 months, I have confidence in myself. I can stand in front of crowd, to speak, or my colleagues.
So, the first word is courage.
It is the beginning of another mentoring session for children selected from low-income communities in the northern region. A set of 100 children are taking part in this session. The mentees' cognitive abilities are being tested with a local game. Angela Seydou, one of the mentors, explains the relevance.
So with this one, we are trying to make them active when they are inactive in class. So once they start, all their attention will be drawn to it.
Angela hopes by breaking the cycle of shyness, she can improve students' grades too.
The students are actually timid students we selected from low-income community schools. And then we bring them here and mentor them and provide them with some tutoring support in reading and writing. And at the end of it all, they would be that confident students we wanted them to be and not that timid.
Portia Derry, another mentor at the clinic, says there is a direct link between girls' literacy and poverty.
Anywhere you find a community with high incidence of poverty, you will surely find poor quality education, poor literacy skills. So in order to solve this huge issue of poverty, we thought that an innovative literacy initiative could, you know, do the magic.
But the mentors face an uphill struggle. Ghanaian society is quite patriarchal. Many people believe that women should submit to men in most situations. Professor Agnes Apusika from the University for Development Studies thinks it is all about socialization.
In our society, the tendency is for girls and women to be quiet and listen and talk. You know, we say you should not be seen. That means you shouldn't be bold enough to speak your mind.
Timidity in childhood can become a problem in adult life if not worked on. And Professor Apusika says this can thwart a girl's leadership potential.
When we are looking for leadership qualities, we look for people who are brave to take decisions, people who can confront issues, people who can speak and speak gently. And as a part of socialization, if you are already not socialized to exhibit those characteristics, it means you grow up disadvantaged. You lack the confidence to be able to take on leadership roles.
We learned about HIV/AIDS. And what is the full meaning of AIDS? What is the full meaning of AIDS? AIDS is what? It is an abbreviation. So we want to know the full meaning of AIDS.
Jane Mbema is Emanuela's teacher. The class is busy learning about sexual health. Madam Jane has noticed a real difference in the girls' progress since they joined the mentorship program.
I'm the class teacher. They are good children in the class. Looking at their performances, it's an impressing one. They participate actively in class. They are always in school. Aside the class work and other activities, they are always involved. So actually, they are active children to me.
And that makes things much easier for the teachers, as Adongo Isaac, the school's head teacher, confirms.
If the child cannot ask questions, definitely it will affect it, because you won't know whether the child has understood what you have taught or not. But if the child asks questions, talk, you will be able to know that you have not achieved your aim.
The teachers and the mentors hope that following the programs, their students will gain in confidence and will be able to speak up about issues which affect their communities and will be able in time to affect change. For DW, this is Maxwell Souk in Tamale, Northern Ghana.